Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1178. Visible translated text is as follows. 147 redirect examination. I wrote that letter as a matter of conscience. It is as follows. To the grand jury of Fulton County, W.D. Buddy, foreman, gentlemen. Among a number of people with whom I have discussed the unfortunate Fagan A. affair, I have found very few who now believe in the guilt of Leo M. Frank, and I have felt a deep conviction growing in my heart that a terrible injustice might be inflicted upon an innocent man. While we are all mystified by the published evidence now at command, I am impelled by a sense of duty to ask that you carefully weigh the testimony of all persons connected with the crime and the accumulating evidence, and if further indictments are warranted, that the honorable body, of which you are the foreman, will not hesitate to find them. If I am exceeding the privilege which perhaps might be accorded citizens in thus addressing your honorable body, it is your privilege to ignore what I have said. Whatever may be your conclusion in the matter, I wish to assure you in thus addressing you that I am discharging a duty which has weighed heavily on my conscience, the performance of which I could not forgo. I do not even know Mr. Frank, and have no personal interest in the case whatever. Very truly, your fellow citizen, William Owens. The pantomime that we enacted at the factory was the story as told by Jim Conley on the stand. Isaac Haas, sworn for the defendant. I know Leo M. Frank for over 5 years. His character is very good. I did not hear my telephone ring on Sunday morning, April 27th. My wife heard it. The telephone is 22 feet from my bed. Cross-examination. My wife waked me up when she answered the telephone. An Anderson, sworn for the defendant. I work at the Atlanta National Bank. That is the original passbook of Leo M. Frank, Defendant's Exhibit 50. Cross-examination. I don't know that that's the only bank account that he had. He may have had others. Yes, the pencil company does business with the Atlanta National Bank. I don't know anything about how much money they had on April 26th. Mr. Frank's bank book was balanced August 11th. These are all the checks that he drew. Defendant's Exhibit 51 during April. Redirect examination. These canceled checks are the ones that have been paid since April 1st, 1913. Mr. Frank had drawn no others since then.